Welcome to SmallBizSurvival.com. I'm Becky McRae. Today's topic is customer service. Now, give great customer service has become almost meaningless. It's a phrase like always floss after meals, save enough money for retirement, and call your mother. It's one of those bits of advice that we hear a lot and that we generally agree with, but how well do we follow up on it? Well, there's a local business that follows up on this so well that I feel like they turn a great example for us. And maybe they provide us with some things that we can actually take action on in our own businesses. This local business is a grocery store, and when you walk in the front door, you will be greeted personally by each and every employee that you see. As you're walking through the store, as you see someone who is stocking shelves or working behind a counter, they will make eye contact with you, and they will speak to you like a real person. As you go to check out, you will be treated with friendliness and respect, and it makes checking out at least a little more enjoyable. Then, they will do something that no one does anymore. They will take your groceries to the car for you. All of this adds up to a very pleasing customer service experience. In fact, they've become so known as a provider of great customer service that we use their name as shorthand for someone with great customer service. My husband came back with lunch the other day and said, "The kid working the window must have worked at the grocery before." I knew that meant that he'd been treated with friendliness, respect, and had gotten his service quickly. Is your business synonymous with great customer service? If not, here are a couple of things that we can take away for today's thought. Greet every customer that has contact with your business. Greet them personally. Pay attention to every customer contact you make, whether by phone, in person, by email, fax, or through paper. However you contact them, pay attention to your customers. And take a look at some of the services that used to be provided that now almost no one does anymore. Those little extras mean a lot to your customers and add a lot over their expectations. So those are some ideas of things that we can do today to improve how people think of our business. Is your business synonymous with customer service? If not, take a look at what you can do today, right now, to make your business more friendly and to provide better service for your customers. Thanks for listening to SmallBizSurvival.com. I'm Becky McRae, and I always welcome your feedback.